My father, he thinks I'm insane.
From the writers of Lost and the creators of Once Upon a Time.
You claimed you traveled to this place, Wonderland.
You fell in love with the genie.
I'm gonna find him.
She's not the Alice you thought you knew.
I sense that you can take care of yourself.
Next Thursday, the search for her lost love begins.
All right, Rabbit, dig your hole.
Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. Series premiere next Thursday at 8, 7 central. Followed by an all-new Grey's Anatomy and Scandal on ABC.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Yay! Another
Nobody knows where they might end up.
Another great show.
Do, 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 do.
Here it comes. Boom. Turn it up in the headphones.
I know. Yeah, can we get some volume, Martin? Jeez.
This is when we get into it.
Oh.
Now, does the opening sound like the new iOS iPhone ringtone, or is it just me?
It's just you. Bing is for doing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Hello, hello. Jason J. Carlin in the hot seat. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so glad to be back. I'm upset I missed the premiere, but it was an amazing premiere last week, and now I'm back for some more.
Yes, round of applause for Star Session, everybody.
Thank you. Follow me on Twitter.
Okay, where's the effect? Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
I mean, you got to give Star a round of applause. So glad to have you back, Star. Julie and Kelly are out this week. They're taking care of some other cool things. You know, the traveling, making sure that, you know, they talk to our fans abroad.
Yeah.
So it's just us two.
That's right.
Yeah, Grey's season 10. Okay, so you were gone last week, but you did watch. You were in New York City, and you watched while you're, you know, while you're doing your thing.
Yes.
Season 10 premiere, a scale of 1 to 10, what did you think?
I thought that it was a really great premiere. I mean, there was a few moments where it was a little like the intern stepped in water. Like, really? Your doctor? That kind of was like a duh moment. Like, don't do
right.
it. But they didn't leave us with the finale last season of someone dying. They
right.
said they wouldn't, but I knew they were going to open it up with someone
they
dying, and that's what happened.
So, AfterBuzzers, I'm like, you know, I don't know what I was doing. I get this all caps text from Star. Really? That's how she dies? The worst electrocution in television history?
Right.
I concur. It was like, his head, done.
Yeah, it was crazy. But Weber, in this episode, is we're seeing that he's going to hopefully survive
right.
from the electrocution, because when he did the electrocution down, that was epic.
He should have received an Emmy nomination for that electrocution. But moving on. Second episode, Crying Mercy was tonight's episode. And, you know, I was waiting for... Okay, so it's only two episodes in. Technically three, because it was a two-hour premiere
right.
last year, which was 2 hours way too long. But we're now in the second episode. And I was waiting for, again, I call the Grey's magic. You know, things that gave me drawn in. The good music, the emotion.
The music was there.
The quirkiness, the one-liners. And... those elements were not all there in their entirety. However, there were some good moments tonight with you, Owen and Christina. But let's start from the top.
Let's start from the top. Richard Weber. Do we want to start there?
Sure. Why not? Hold on. Before we start, though, I will say it's about time something like this has happened to Weber, because he never, ever gets anything physically done to him. It's always emotional. Adele died. He's an alcoholic.
You know, it's true.
It's always very mental.
Exactly.
But now he's on the physical. So thank you, Shonda, for actually making him, you know, not, I don't know, indestructible.
Lost in the hospital with
wandering.
Not doing it. Yeah, wandering around.
Collecting a paycheck and, you know, just bossing people around but not really doing surgery.
Well, you guys are watching from home, so definitely follow us on Twitter right now, as well as go to iTunes, rate and comment and tell a friend. It only takes a minute, so go ahead and do it right now. And before we start the show, we definitely want to talk to you about this new show called Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. I saw the teaser, which was on the ABC app, which is amazing.
ABC Go.
Yes. And I got to have a little preview about it, and it's a really really great show. It's about Alice in Wonderland. There's the rabbit in the hole ordeal, as well as there's a little genie in a bottle. Okay, they're mixing.
It's like
story.
A melange. It's like when you get Mike and Ike's with all the different flavors. It's like all the different flavors of Disney. Well, really, real talk, Star Session.
I love it.
The Alice that we knew. It's not, you know, and she's having a fling with Aladdin, the genie from Aladdin. So, which I don't know how that's going to work out, but ABC and Disney really know how to bring these characters to life. And have a successful show. Once Upon a Time is a smash hit wonder, so I'm sure this one's going to be even better.
Well, the season's going to be coming out on October 10th on Thursday, so make sure you check it out. I'm going to be tuning in. This is going to be a show that will be on my list of things to watch. They're going to be having a great cast. It's starring Lost, Navin Andrews, Sophie Lowe.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. And so much more. So definitely check out the show and tune in
to
Once Upon a Time in Wonderland.
Yes, ABC's owning it all once again. So Grey's Anatomy, Richard Weber. For the life of me, I don't know what's wrong with him. He has some kind of pancreatic issue, correct?
Right. Yes, he has a pancreatic issue.
From the electrocution.
Okay. And they had to do the surgery last week. And Bailey went in when you know, that's what happened. But now he's not being able to eat and swallow.
Right.
So with this issue that's happening,
He's
wasting away. He's getting skinnier. He's losing weight. The labs are coming in that he's not eating and he's dying in front of their eyes.
Right.
Meredith's at home with her newborn, and since she's the caregiver,
She's his person,
I guess. She's his person, yeah. So since all that is happening, he's basically, she's at home and she wants to help the best way she can, and she knows he has to eat.
Right.
So that's when she calls up the intern, who is kind of coming out of his shell, no?
Well, Shane is, you know, he was always so awkward. Last season, he was awkward, let's be honest. Awkward. People on Twitter have been...
Shane awkward.
Yeah, no. Hashtag awkward intern. That's what we should do. Shane...
Ooh.
Awkward intern. Yes, AfterBuzz just use that hashtag when you tweet us. But Shane is awkward, so we always saw him just so emotional. But now he's really taking responsibility because he feels that, for some reason, this is all his fault.
Well, it's the death of
his friend. Right.
As well as, like, he doesn't want another person to die on his hand, and it makes sense. I mean, he really hasn't said the words to anyone that he sent her down there. So that arc is definitely still going to happen. We'll do that in predictions later.
Yeah.
But it was just great to see that he stepped up. He saw that he wasn't even eating the soup. He wasn't even swallowing, and he called Meredith. Meredith said to definitely order the tube.
NG tube.
And he did it.
Yeah.
And he even stuck it down his nose. And
Bailey didn't want it though.
Exactly.
And so Bailey vetoed the whole thing. But you know, towards the end, like in predictions, we'll get there. But let's just sum up this whole Richard saga for the episode, because one of the things that I was really hoping to see finally, I guess, because you know, in previous seasons of Grey's, from the start to finish of each season, every episode has something that's like, oh. What just happened, you know?
Yeah.
And that happened tonight when Richard told Meredith, you know, real talk, you failed me.
I cannot believe he said that.
Me neither. And it broke my heart because their saga, their story has been so painful, and just so many things. It's all these hidden messages about, well, you know, he was the reason their parents broke up, but he treats her like a daughter.
It was all mixed emotions when it came down to his last final monologue in the very end of the episode. You know, basically, to sum it up, he basically said, I thought you were more heartless than you are.
Right.
You know, that's kind of rude. You know what I mean? And they have been having this relationship, a father-daughter relationship. So, but he's down.
Right.
He's out, and he's, you know, feeling sorry for himself. So he's just kind of doing a backlash, in my opinion. Hopefully he'll come around, but predictions.
See, and you know what, sorry. On the contrary, I felt like he really, because okay, him being a doctor, he has seen this happen to people. He knows what
the next step is.
Right. He knows what it's like to be a patient. So
exactly.
It was almost like he had a God complex. Like, this can't happen to me. Now that's happening to me, I don't want it to happen to me. It's like, I'm rich. I don't want to ever be poor. But now that I'm poor, why would you let me be poor?
Why would you let me be poor?
Right. It's the same thing. So, and then seeing Mare's face when throughout the whole episode.
Her face was epic. She's
stoic.
Like,
just like no emotion. Dewy skin, hair, pompadour. You know, Shauna made sure Meredith looked good for that ass kicking.
Yeah.
But seeing Mare's face was like, wow, you know, here through all that's happened to us, and me finally opening up to you many seasons ago and us coming to this place where we kind of love each other. A little bit. Would you say they have a love for each other?
Of course they do. Okay. It's like a father and daughter relationship, period. So, and he's just feeling down and out. Like,
I don't know. I think that there's more to it. I think that that was the real, cause you know, in times of desperation, the truth comes out. Same with being drunk.
Right?
You
the
say,
truth always comes
the
out.
Truth, the truth.
There's
the
a little truth to the lies. That's also the saying.
The truth shall set you free. And he let, and he like opened up Pandora's gate, on Pandora's box on Meredith's night. So that was definitely what I was needing to satiate my appetite for the drama that Grace has kind of been not delivering, I guess.
And with the drama, Kendrick Lamar helped set that off with his epic song Drink. So I really enjoyed that. Thank you, Shonda.
But yeah. Random choice of music.
I kind of loved it.
I mean, it was crunk.
it
definitely
epic.
Was crunk.
It
for,
went with the feel of Grey's Anatomy, and it brings in that good music.
Star, can so we touch on forward. Bailey for just a little bit, though? I feel like Bailey's character this season, or, you know, Chandra Wilson's character, isn't... Bailey is normally, like, the rock. She is, you know, steadfast, you know, just solid.
I feel because
like
her husband is a million miles away.
You think it's the no sex factor that's doing it for her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that character has got to go. Like, the whole being married to a doctor that lives far away is just ridiculous.
Well, he's on another show now. That's why they're like, you know.
Just write him off. But anyways, with that said, Bailey is just, she always plays this I'm a softie on top of I'm like super
hard as nails.
Yeah, exactly. So she kind of always flip-flops this season so far, 3 episodes in, which is this is the second one. She's just been kind of going the whole softie route, and it's hopefully it'll lead to something.
Yeah, we're going to need a lot of arcs this season because, you know, last season the plane crash, we had something to build off. Now that Weber being electrocuted really wasn't that big an event.
I thought he was going to die, and I was kind of like,
about
that's
time.
Fine.
Yeah, I was like, you know, au revoir, bonsoir, laters, deuces, bye, Weber. It's been a good run, buddy.
Yeah, but he's still kicking it. So anyways, that arc will happen with Bailey next season. Next episode is what it looks like. So we'll talk about that in just a bit also.
Karev and Joe. Okay, relationship. So I, for the life of me, after Buzzers, thought that Owen and Christina Crowen was dunzo.
No. They always do the flip-flop, too.
Commit. Either crap or get off the pot. I love Crowen. I mean, Christina Yang is one of my favorite people, but it's just, you know, I want to give a shout-out to JFan201. They're trying to call in. They want to get in on the conversation. Yes, we are taking calls. Keep trying. We'll let you in just a second. But back to Crowen, I want them to be together because, first of all, Owen is so hot. Christina is so hot.
Disagree.
I feel like that love just resonates between those two.
There's definitely a chemistry there between
chemistry.
Those two characters.
They're like organic.
And I think that's what, you know, it's one of those things like you hate to love it, you love to hate it. One of those things like they always go back and forth, and it's always hot sex love scene. So we want them to break up and get back together.
And no couple...
I don't want them to stay together forever. That's boring.
No couple on Grace has had the same kind of powerful chemistry, I think, than Christina and Owen. Mm-hmm. I remember there was one episode in season 5 where Christina was reading Meredith's mom's journal, and they had this monologue. It was just this music that was playing, and they touched each other, and her and Owen were walking together. It was just so
dramatic.
It was very dramatic, but it was very passionate, and it was believable. I mean, it's not like April and Jackson and their contrived relationship.
Yeah, we'll go to that. Know? But with when it comes to Yang, Yang in the beginning wanted to touch him.
Right.
Yang
smell
in the beginning,
him.
Like she wanted him real bad, and I really Choking. Want our caller to chime in on that. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes.
Hey!
How do you feel about Yang wanting him so bad?
I know. I love Crowen. I was hoping they're going to get back together this episode, but I don't like that's going to happen.
No, I think they're going to keep us on a ride throughout the season.
Especially with her leaving. I don't know how that's going to work out.
Right?
Well, apparently they're not. I mean, of course we know that Christina Yang, her character's done this season, so they're going to have to put... Either it's going to be a soft, like, or it's going to be... I would rather a really devastating ending for those two. Because I think they've exhausted. First of all, he choked her. You know,
we're still going back to that. We can never.
She had
forget.
An abortion. You know, they've ran the gamut of everything that can go wrong in a relationship besides death. So I think that in order to have a good closure to Crowen, I think they need to have something that's explosive or that's going to make us be like, no way.
That's true. That's true. You know? Caller on the line. Where are you calling from? What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Well, I'm Candace. I'm calling from Florida. I'm actually Grace Fix on Twitter.
You are Grace Fix.
Hi, Grace Fix. So glad to finally meet you and hear from you.
I know. I wanted to call in last week. I couldn't get through. Actually, I fell asleep.
Oh, yeah.
The East Coast time, West Coast time, yeah. We completely understand. So is there any big highlights this episode that you would love to touch on?
I just want to talk about the whole Weber and Meredith thing. Mm. I was hurt by what he told her.
Me too.
Just because she finally was opening up to him, and mm-hmm. I think she was looking at him as like a dad, and he knows she has like all the dad issues going on. So
that
was kind of hurtful to hear him say, like, you should have just been the cold person that you are. I was like, really?
I know. Yeah. It's heartless.
Like, from left field, because you weren't expecting that. And it was almost like Weber showed his true colors about mm-hmm. it. It's almost like his bitterness over everything over the course of their whole history and relationship came to a head and just bubbled over in that one instant.
Ooh, it's gonna get
when
good.
He didn't let, when it was almost like he failed her, she failed him so bad that it's unforgivable.
Ooh.
I know. I hope he comes around soon, because I hope they don't try to do like a whole Arizona thing like they did last season with the leg.
Right.
I hope he comes around.
He's mad for a whole season.
Yeah.
Well, he's been mad for years now. He's always been brooding and upset for, I mean, he walks around the hospital getting paid to do nothing.
Exactly. I'd be pissed too.
Giving speeches in a monotone voice.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Actually, follow her on Twitter, GrayFix.
GrayFix. I talk to you like almost every other day.
I absolutely love it.
I know. I love y'all's show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, we look forward to hearing from you next week. GrayFix, have a good night. Get some rest.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
So relationships, you know, right. Crowen, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with that? But Joe and Karev, really?
Okay.
Really?
She's the one. He loves her.
She's like a brunette Izzy.
It's true, but he wants to cherish her. He doesn't want to go too fast. He doesn't want to ruin a good thing. And I appreciate that from Karev, because that's something we haven't seen for him.
Yeah.
It's a new role for him. So it's kind of exciting for this new season. He gets to be a different person. I'm sure he'll turn into a douchebag halfway through.
Who knows?
Right? I mean,
come on. I'm loving the house, though. You know, being a Grace fan, that house is almost like your home, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, that's totally my home.
And so when we saw the interns on the floor, and it was just like, back in the day, studying for their exams. It was very comforting. But Joe and Karev, I would rather him be with, like, a really ghetto big booty girl.
Uh-uh.
That's going to, like, well, you know, like, that's going to put him in check and be like, look.
I think his wife in real life is actually.
Yeah, she. Well, not, I don't know if she's big booty and ghetto, but she's black.
No, but she's not big booty and ghetto. I've actually served him at a restaurant one time back
in
the day.
Yeah, totally.
Really cute, mixed family. Love it.
Totally.
That was random. I like that the chemistry's there, and I like that he was waiting and he's being polite that her friend passed away and he wanted to give her space. Mm-hmm. You know, I really enjoyed that, but, you know, I would have had to kick those my friends out. Like,
for
I got
sex. Yeah. You know,
like, you know, we'll mourn tomorrow. Yeah. I feel bad. Bye bye bye.
We can mourn afterwards.
Boom.
But do you think, and after Buzzers, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, Star, but I think their relationship is a little kitty. I don't think it's very, there's no depth.
Well, there was no depth last season. I remember saying that. Like, it's kind of like either, you know, move right. on or let's get the show on the road, you know, when it comes to this relationship. But I guess they're waiting for this season to do the whole relationship thing. So we're going to have to look forward to that.
Yeah, relationship. And then we have Edwards and Avery.
Okay, why does she keep showing up at, like, the most opportune time when he's talking to lovely Sarah Drew?
And like, isn't she always so, like jumpy and, like she just, like was in, like, a boxing match or something? Like she ran a marathon.
Exactly.
I'm like, girl, take a Xanax. You were in a hospital. Find some drugs and take them.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I love her. She was on the show last season.
Great girl.
But she does not have the chemistry that, what's her name does? What's Sarah Drew's character's name?
April.
April Kepner. Does. Exact Kepner.
Kepner.
They have this chemistry, you know?
Right.
Especially the fact that he read her text message about the boards. You know, there's something there like, you're mine. I'm proud of you.
It's that, right.
There's something there, and I'm not feeling it.
I feel like Stephanie Edwards is just the jump off. Almost the character comes across too desperate and too like, girl, you're dumb. Like, this is a train wreck. Train wreck waiting to happen. You're too available. You're too. I mean, shouldn't you? You guys are in a hospital saving people's lives. Shouldn't your first order of business not be Nookie? It should be saving people's lives. Which,
yeah, I agree. And it should not be like trying to save someone's lives and having a conversation about sex.
Right. You're cutting somebody.
Yang is like, are you going to get some? Are you going to really, like, can we, is it working down there? I can make a prescription. I love that part. I was like, Yang, you keep it real.
I know. She's always on point. Callie in Arizona. You know, this couple has been so tumultuous the last two seasons.
Yeah, two seasons for sure.
And I don't, like, you know, I was reading some of the blogs online and also some of the comments from some of the AfterBuzzers that write, and we so appreciate you guys. Thank you for always commenting.
Yes.
It means a lot to us because we want to know your insight as well. Arizona, I feel personally that Arizona just keeps dropping notch after notch after notch after notch. I mean, it's almost like her
character even dropped inches off of her hair.
Yeah,
new haircut.
Which was very reminiscent of when she first came on the show.
And I kind of was like, her hair was always short. But then you brought it up like, they put in extensions.
This is her natural do.
Yeah.
But her and the whole Callie thing, it's just becoming a little bit too much for me. I would rather, you never know, are they done? Is Callie's mad at her, but is she walking away? And I think tonight, did she cut the cord finally, Star?
I mean, you said it. Like, Callie has become this real lesbian who's like, knows what she wants.
Yes, wears the flannel.
Yeah, she wears the flannel. In this, exactly.
You know, like, she's like, yes. So,
you're wearing the flannel.
Yes.
no, but Callie was like, I am not going through with this. Like,
right.
You were a hot mess. You kind of wanted it. You kind of were going through this pity party last year. I was trying to be there for you, and you screwed it up, and I'm over it. And I'm on Callie's side about this.
I am too.
And so therapy by yourself is what you kind of need.
Well, like that saying, you know how people say, oh, I'm human, we all make mistakes. However, if you're not stupid because you're a doctor, so you clearly have cognitive, you know, you're there cognitively, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you chose to do this, and no matter what excuse you have, well, we're having problems in our relationship, that's never an excuse to cheat.
Well, I think that's predictions. But I think they're definitely going to not get back together.
I don't want them back together.
And I don't want them back together either. But my quick question, tangent, where did her limp go? If you have a fake leg...
Wouldn't you have a limp? Like,
wouldn't have a little limp? I mean, I'm not trying to be funny.
Be consistent, right?
Be a little consistent, because last year you were working that limp with the heel, and you were trying to add heels to your leg.
And you were running, you were like popping and locking, you know, like going in and stuff.
Oh.
And now she's like strutting her runway. She's like, Shantae, come on, Vogue.
Yes, okay, just a little side note. So if you guys know what happened to the limp, let us know.
maybe they wanted to digress from that, and just for that was last season, why it's in the past. But again, be consistent. And also, I would love for Sarah Ramirez's character, Callie Clapitore's doctor, Callie.
Oh.
You know, because some people don't know the names. I would like for her to be revamped finally, because there's some seasons, three seasons ago, where she was effortless, feminine, beautiful, but still powerful. Now she seems haggard and over it. I know she's going through it.
Yeah, this is what she's supposed to be haggard right now. She's gonna feel herself at the gala next week. I'm gonna tell you what. It's gonna be some sassiness going on for sure.
Wanna say what's up to Kentu13, hashtag Callie wears the flannel. Thank you so much, we love you.
Let's get that trending. Hello. I love that one.
LGBT community's gonna be like, Carter, how dare you say that?
That's so funny.
I'm family, it's all good. I can get away with that sometimes, okay?
Exactly.
Okay. So, yeah, but I'm hoping that Arizona and Callie I would love for them to have custody battle to fight
over. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Sophia.
Oh, that's next.
Because you can tell that Callie, like, there's no...
Callie's like, I gave birth to this child, it's mine.
Right. It's like, waiting to exhale, Angela Bassett. She's so mad that she will burn your clothes and take your kid.
Feisty.
And just and the dismissive, cold nature of Callie's tone after every conversation interaction they have is leading to that girl. This is the beginning of the end for you.
Throughout the whole episode, she had jabs about this whole situation.
Consistently,
they were kind of funny jabs. They were great one-liners. I was like, "Go, Callie!" So you know, her character alone is always growing and it's always changing, and I really like it because she's just like authentic, you know, and she's Latin. I like that too.
I really didn't have a lot of interest in the interns this week. Sorry. AfterBuzzers that are big interns fans because they're the new class. They're like Saved by the Bell, the new class.
Yes.
So, but I do like, you know, the exchange between Callie and Leah about not telling the brother. Backtrack a little bit.
Let's go into patient stories.
Yeah, the chick got hit by. Okay, was it a bat that was thrown into her chest?
It was a lot of wood.
Okay, because we saw some wood, and something's always sticking out of someone's chest cavity.
I like
Grays.
It. I like
either,
it.
Either it's a metal rod, an awning, car door,
yes,
or a baseball bat.
I like it. Yeah, I mean, her dying words were, "I slept with his brother."
The end.
Really?
Like death.
I think we started laughing. I mean, that wasn't a funny moment, but we totally started laughing. Like, that was like a moment of drama. Yeah. Like, it was ridiculous. But
I have to let him know his brother was better in bed than he was.
Would you tell? Would you say that?
I would not say. I think sometimes honesty is not always the best policy in those situations. I mean, if you're about Star. You're about to die. I have something to tell you. I ate the turkey last week. But you know, like, who cares?
Even though she did die, sorry. really? Like,
why am I laughing?
I know it's not funny. But even though she did die, it's like, really, is that was your dying words?
Right.
Like, really?
Of all the things you could have said.
All the things you could have said. Like,
but on a more serious note, I think getting back to Callie and summing it all up, that her not telling. That the Dante.
Mm-hmm. Dante. We love that name.
I know, how do you name my dad? Like, well,
he looks like a Dante now.
He's like, he's a Mustafa.
Mustafa. Okay. Anyway.
But that you saw her being regretful that she was happy that Arizona told her, but she was regretful because like, now I have to do what I have to do.
Exactly.
So she spared the patient that pain.
Well, she was so bitter. This whole episode, like, you can sum it up as she was bitter about the whole situation, which she's not wrong about that, but she didn't want to take her bitterness out on someone else that
didn't deserve it.
He didn't deserve it.
It's like,
you know?
It's like vicious cycle.
Yeah.
But she's, the buck stopped at counseling with Arizona where she's like, you know what? You need this more than I do. You clearly were not happy with me. You cheated. You need the counseling. I don't. I've done all I can for you.
Well, she didn't take the counseling last year. You know, she didn't want the counseling. And it's true. She does need to mourn. She does need to mourn her leg. She needs to mourn her relationship. She needs to mourn people dying. She never had that moment. And so hopefully this therapy will help her.
But Arizona is very selfish.
She went to
Africa, left Cali at LAX or whatever.
She's always been selfish.
And said, you know, bye. And comes back and wants Callie to pick up the pieces. And Callie is always picking up the pieces from her own family not accepting her because she was a lesbian. You know, she's one of the strong... George died. And
I don't know why that was funny. I'm sorry.
Prior to George dying, after Buzzers remember TR Knight, George O'Malley, George cheated on Callie with Izzy. I mean, Callie cannot get a break.
No, and she's not supposed to. Like, you know, this season's going to be good.
That's her lot in life.
Yeah.
It's going to suck all over for you, Callie.
Yeah, I mean, I just love that the interns are really becoming a part of the show.
A support system, so to speak, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, even calling the patients a pincushion, like, we've got a pincushion, that's totally what they used to do back in the day, like, have fun nicknames for the patients that would come in. So I like that they're also bringing back, like, what we love so much about the show. It's just the fun and, you know, calling patients names.
Right.
That's what we love.
Like, ceviche and...
Did I just say that? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true, though.
I mean, you know, you gotta have the humor. You know, I just want to touch, I'm sorry, guys, but I want to touch again back on Meredith and Weber because it was just so shocking to me. That was a foreshadowing of what's going to happen this season. Me and Star talk a lot.
Hello.
We should be married. But we were talking about what are the
work
arcs.
Work husband.
My wife. Mm-hmm. What are the arcs of the going to be this? What's the storyline? Like, what's the meat of the show now?
Yeah, because what is going to be the arc?
It can't all be filler. It can't all be like, oh, happy one
life. No, we're getting to it.
So I think that now Meredith and and the chief are going to finally have, things are going to finally come to, like, it's just the end all, be all throw down between, not so much a fight, but like, we're going to see maybe Meredith does love Richard in the sense, like, you are my father. I don't know what's going to happen.
No, she's not going to give up on him, period. No. Like, she was looking at him like, okay, say what you want to say.
You know, but, and then.
But she's not going to give up on him. There's no way. And neither is Bailey, even though Bailey's about to get thrown to the side in the next. Do you remember that?
I feel like Meredith and Bailey are going to have like a girl cat fight over Weber, which would be so weird and not even remotely sexy. But, you know, I think that's going to happen. And also, you know, it's great to see Meredith. For the longest time, Meredith was like the tragic tragedy of all tragedies.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's this mother, and it's so good on her.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wonderful seeing this side of her that you would.
She can even handle a new baby. She's not even tired. She's like running to the hospital. She took out her own stitches. Like, she has the baby in tow. Like, she is ready to take season 10
quote,
by its
end
horns.
Quote, I took out my own stitches. I am a skilled surgeon.
Like, hello.
Pow.
Pow.
Hashtag pow.
And with that said, they were all in the hospital at that point. And Avery became a man in this episode. Avery stepped up and was like, I am doing this surgery pro bono, and there's nothing you can do about it.
It was like, mine's bigger than yours, Owen. And
we've been waiting for it, but I kind of still didn't believe it.
Well,
right?
No, but what was really genius about the whole scenario was how Owen was like, look, the board needs to meet. You guys are the board, but no, you guys only care about being doctors. However, there is a hole the size of Seattle in our hospital that's hemorrhaging money and resources because we have to heat this place, light it, whatever, and for who? For what? We can't use this room. But they care about fixing Half Face.
Yeah, but, and then he made a great point. Like, he gotta pay for these things, and he knows what he's doing. That's why he, is he the chief still?
Yes.
Yes, he's still the chief. He knows what's going on. He is the boss of the hospital, but yes, Avery's like, I am the boss. And he's like, I'm the boss. Who's the boss? Nah. You know, all that happened, and he ended up on top, and he knows exactly what needs to be done when it comes to money. And he lied, and he got all of the board into that hole of a room to realize at one time that something needs to be changed.
Yes, Owen. I mean, you know,
Owen knows what he's doing, but Avery tried to piggyback, like, you're so smart.
Right.
We're gonna lie to them. So we'll see what's gonna happen to the hole in the wall, and I'm glad that they definitely got to come together.
We've got another tweet from Kintu13, and great point. Lack of a storyline for Derek. Poor Derek. He's just like the dad that's thrown around. Great hair this season.
Yeah,
Patrick
he looks
Dempsey.
Good, even though he's so tired.
Right. I mean, bags. Well, poor Weber had like sunken face.
That's makeup, but yes.
Look like Skeletor. But yeah, listen, I think Derek, because last season, again, Derek can operate the plane crash. A lot of things, they had to focus on a lot of things last season for the veterans. So I think this season's about digressing from those people to introduce new people. Shonda Rhimes always says that Grey's is an ebb and flow. You know, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone can have a story arc in every episode. So right. He had to sit on the back burner, which I'm sure he's okay with. He's still Derek and still looks good, even though he's sleeping in the parking lot trying to pick up the milk, you know? So we'll see what's going to happen with him. I don't know where his story's going to go, but right. We've got a lot to build off him for right now.
And congratulations to Dr. April Kepner passing the boards, which was like, she passed the boards. Okay, next. Because that was a major thing for her, too. Not passing the boards was like, she went off, was raising pigs. They had to come bring her back. You know, she passed the boards, and that was the end.
And that was the end. But now, what, is she going to go tell her fiancé? Like, when is that going to happen?
I wish, like, they could let that story die, too.
I told you last season, they both had to go. But,
you know, it is what it is. Well, there we have it. Another great episode of Grey's Anatomy. Season 10,
woo!
Episode actually 2.5 because we had
two episodes for the premiere.
Mm-hmm. All in all, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say it was a 7.
7? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go with an 8.
Okay. Well, maybe, well, I don't know what you were watching, but.
No, I thought it was good because it came to a nice arc at the end and there's something to look forward to.
Right.
It always drags me in, draws me in, yada, yada, yada.
There we have it. Let's move on to predictions.
Do, do, do. We got our own soundtrack. Oh.
That's okay. I don't know why it's not working.
It's,
I
mean, okay.
I'll beatbox produce.
Do it.
Predictions. And with that said, the big party gala is going to be happening next episode to help raise money for that huge hole in the wall.
I think it's good. I love when I get dressed up.
Right? I love when they get dressed up, but I when they said gala, I was like, that's where the drama's gonna happen. There's totally, something bad is going to happen. Either they're not gonna raise enough money, there's gonna be some love sex scandal in there with, Callie and maybe
A man.
Ooh, that could be fun. Yeah, I think it's just going to be a really great episode. And then Weber is going to also have another arc and be just even more upset when it comes to his health and his illness. And he's going to hit Bailey. And then they're going to fight. And then I think the cat fight might happen. There's so much that can happen.
So much drama that will ensue. I'm, you know, Star, I agree with those predictions. I echo that.
Yes.
I echo those predictions.
Yeah, it's going to be a good season, period.
There we go. Well, you know, we want to give a shout out to all of our tweeters tonight. Thank you so much, Kentu, 13 Grace Fix. Everyone, we love you. We love talking to you. Keep on tweeting. We will keep on responding. iTunes, rate us, comment, tell a friend.
Subscribe.
That's how you do it. Until next time, you guys, I'm Jason Carter. Julie and Kelly will be back next week.
That's right. And I'm Star Session. Make sure you follow us all on Twitter. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Be well.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.